This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. This week, Senator John Bozeman, the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, unveiled the Senate Republican-drafted framework of the Farm Bill. Republicans have been stating for months that there should be more farm in the Farm Bill. We will hear more from Senate Ag Committee member Chuck Grassley to find out if the proposal lives up to that standard next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 pounds of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Senate Ag Committee member Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says the Senate Ag Republicans framework answers the call for more farm in the Farm Bill by boosting ag priorities.
As you've heard us Republicans talking for a long, long time, we want more farm in the Farm Bill, and that's because 85% of the Farm Bill is food stamps, and we on the Republican side, and say so through our framework, we clearly seek a better support for farmers.
An improved safety net and facilitating the expansion of access to overseas markets are also Republican priorities, says Grassley.
I was glad to see that the average 15% increase in commodity support. Many of the provisions I've favored to strengthen crop insurance are in the Senate Republican framework. It also doubles funds for foreign market access programs. That's our export promotion, and it also doubles for agricultural research.
Despite what appears to be another step forward in the Farm Bill process, Grassley says he remains doubtful about a new five-year Farm Bill.
Now, when it comes to whether we need a Farm Bill or not, I'm often one to say that we probably won't be getting a Farm Bill this year, but I'm also first to say that farmers need a Farm Bill this year and the certainty that goes with it. Farmers today are operating off of a Farm Bill that's nearly 6 years old and doesn't reflect the reality of input inflation costs.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.